Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Religious liberty is under assault in unprecedented proportions here, not only in the United States, but even around the world. We see people around the world that are being beheaded because they confess their faith in Jesus Christ. We see people here in America that are losing their jobs because, again, they will not compromise their biblical beliefs and their faith and profession in Jesus Christ and what His Word says in the Scriptures. Why is it that religious liberty is under such incredible assault, both domestically and around the world? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, it seems like the cork has just literally come out of the bottle, and that this tide of evil, this assault against religious freedom, is spreading all over America and even around the world. Whether we watch the news and we see the assaults of ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism against our persecuted brothers and sisters who literally are losing their lives over their profession of faith and their relationship with Jesus Christ, or whether it's the assault on Judeo-Christian values that happens in other countries with respect to abortion and marriage and human sexuality, or the same issues that are happening here in this country. Religious freedom is under assault in unprecedented ways, and we need to address why that is, but it's very clear that this is a spiritual battle.
Yeah, the spiritual warfare across the globe is palpable, and it has just exploded at unprecedented levels, Matt. And what's interesting to me is that in the crosshairs clearly are Christ and His followers, Christianity. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Truth is under assault. And the common enemy here, those who are gathering together to assault Christian truth in the person of Jesus Christ and His followers, are secular progressives on one hand and radical Islamists on the other. They have a common enemy. The common enemy is Christianity and Christians. So we are seeing at unprecedented levels this assault on Christian faith, freedom of Christian conscience, biblical conscience, and truth. And, you know, Matt, 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit." So we see with the secular left here in the United States that they simply cannot even get their mind around the fact that our conscience will not allow us, for instance, to take part in sinful so-called gay marriages that are rooted in the sin of Sodom, that will not allow us to take part in the slaughter of innocent preborn babies. This is very spiritual, and again, Christianity is what's under assault.
Yeah, there's no question that it is under assault, and you see that there is this effort to try to undermine the Christian faith, to persecute those who adhere to the Christian faith. You know, it's not unusual because it's happened throughout history. You look at, for example, the Jews. They were following God. They were God's chosen people. Why is it that one particular king would sign a decree to kill them all? Why is it? I mean, they weren't troublemakers. In fact, Mordecai was someone who actually saved the king from assassination. He later found out about that and gave him a reward for doing so because he had never been acknowledged for his effort to save the king's life. But why would that actually come about? It is this conflict between good and evil, between Christ and Satan, where Satan raises himself up in the Garden of Eden, wanting to be like God and wanting his creation, Adam and Eve, to rise themselves up and be like God again. Don't eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he says. Why does God want you not to do that? Because if you do that, you'll know good and evil. You'll be like God. So the temptation was to literally step in God's shoes, to know better than your Creator, to be like God as Satan wants to be like God. And so he takes his war against those who are created in his image, the followers of God, In the case of the Book of Esther, the followers of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and throughout history, through the three Hebrews, through Daniel in the lion's den, he got there because he would not bend his allegiance to God Almighty. But God ultimately intervened through the birth of Jesus Christ. Why would it that the king would want to kill all the babies 2 years old and under? Because he ultimately wanted to stop the Messiah, Jesus Christ. You go out through history and Jesus says, don't be amazed if you are persecuted because they persecuted me. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. But do not fear because he says, I have overcome the world. So we should not be amazed that there is this rampant assault on religious freedom and on the followers of Christ around the world, but we should rejoice. And we also ought to be salt and light in our communities. Certainly, we're seeing these brothers and sisters around the world literally losing their lives. We need to be the voice of those individuals. We can't be silent when our brothers and sisters are being beheaded, when they're being assaulted. We can't be silent when Baronelli Stutzman loses or is the target of a lawsuit by the Attorney General because she refuses to participate in sin. We are united as the body of Christ, and we need to stand up for our brothers and sisters, whether in America or around the world.
And we also need to be praying for those who are our persecutors, for Islamists, for secular progressives, because as Ephesians 6:12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. These people don't even realize that they're being used as pawns in this spiritual war, that they are players in spiritual warfare. Even though they can deny God, Satan loves if they can deny the existence of God, or if they'll even deny his existence. They don't realize that they're vulnerable and being used. And John 12:40 says, he blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts so they can neither see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts nor turn to him, he says, and I would heal them. So they don't even realize that healing is available, that salvation is available, that an eternal life is available through Christ and through Christ alone, because they are blinded and their hearts are hardened.
Yes, and Jesus even says in the Gospels that there will be a time where people ultimately take you and kill you, and they think they are doing the will of God. So they are so blinded that in some cases they think they're actually doing God's will. We certainly see this with Islam, where they think they are carrying out the will of their God by beheading Jews and Christians or other infidels, in their view. Jesus also, as you're saying, on the cross, when he's put there, says, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Stephen, when he's stoned, says, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. So certainly we need to stand up. We need to not be cowering. We need to understand that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and that he says the church will not ultimately be overcome by the gates of hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. We need to stand up for our brothers and sisters who are persecuted, whether it's here in America or around the world. And we also need to pray, as you said, Matt, very articulately, we need to pray for those who are doing the persecuting. We do not wrestle. This is not a wrestling match. This is not a war against flesh and blood human beings. This is a spiritual war, a spiritual context, and we need to make sure that we always keep that in mind. These are exciting times in which to live. Rather than be discouraged, be encouraged that God birthed you and you were born again for this moment in history. This may be a difficult time, but it is our times. These are the times that God birthed you and I, and these are the times where we can see miraculous work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Order our Patriot Handbook series and also order our brand new online educational program from New Revolution Institute. This module one about citizen activism talks about the purpose and role of government, the importance of a Christian worldview, and citizen activism. You can become a member and obtain this online. You can also become a member of Liberty Counsel, and not only have that as a benefit, but you can also engage in various kinds of fax fires. You can have all kinds of ways to be able to communicate with your national and federal representatives in Congress. You can ask Liberty Counsel for more information. Call us today at 800-671-1776 or send us an email at liberty@lc.org. That's liberty@lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel and support us with your financial contributions.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.